His Aruch HaShulchan Yomi, day 1546. They were doing your there, Simon Shin Aleph, Sivcha Beis, the Shin Beis, Siv Beis. Chabez, Bilon, a curtain, Shatoni, a passage, she was hanging in front of the window, the opening. Imu Rachav, it's soft, also that's supposed to be climbing out, make it out of climb. They share Shamash, he's climbing from him because sometimes the sexton in the base, the shul, obviously, he uses it to eat himself. Imu Yakosha, it's hard, mutter. It's all called Lavchi, Mami, Kirachim, Mami, Kirachim. I distinguish what's called, soft, what's called hard. Sveiko, Kirachim. And the case of that, we have to be Machmer. In the brackets, he says, Sharon, but he says, about the end of Kim, he said, we don't know what exactly. We're not conversant in this. Which says, I'm not sure what Bekiyas there is in this. Yes, that was what Bekiyas, where knowledge comes from. I'm not sure what his problem was. Now we have to take a warm egg with a climb garment in your hand. She came and she needs to either beg it. Since you're saved by the garment, be the chavos, become a beta from being burnt by the eating the egg. Rashiva no abim niyasar kim niyasakor. It's considered to be a benefit, just like preventing cold. Mali atzar mikrius. What difference is making being so from cold, saved from cold? So the chen was saved from heat. The chen also he told coast every now and then a cup or shaklim leachamin or any other vessel which is full of hot. Slap stuff. Have sake, and it's so hot that you couldn't take the cup or the vessel without some sort of interruption, some sort of insulator, because of the heat. I'm not sure if you're not going to a Kodesh or a person of our own, but the curtain in front of you on Kodesh, or the cloth that you put into the Aron of Saviv, Torah, around the Torah. Mutiyos behind the last behind nation also let us man. Now I have to use them for a benefit of chimiyadayim of the heat ones on Shein Kodesh. They are consecrated. Yishus says that those who forbid mamapa shall save Torah shall chim shall create mantle. There are those who forbid that the mantle of Sefer Torah shall show Sefer Torah which clothes the Sefer Torah. Chim abish korach and Sefer Torah and also the culture with which one winds the Torah, which I guess is like a wimple. And they shahar bepamim shamish ochazar. Many times shamish holds them, makarim biyadim, and wraps them around his hand. V'yesh lechush lechimun beis kol. It's possible you should be concerned that it's going to heat you up when it's cold. That's the task. But tiyani mistarish says Rosh Hashanah. Dabshit that she also lo lechav and ischavim. It's obviously forbidden for him to intend to get to heat himself up. In Cain, Dabshem miskavim mutter, but that's the case. Dabshem miskavim. That's why it's actually mutter. Psychration by the day ain't got, well, obviously it's no psychration, that's they're going to heat it up. Zeltam Hashem made a much possibly see how bad that's why they're always make it. Chav Gimel, Yisro Gimel Beitzah, Gimel Beitzah says, Omer HaPapa, Ardalin, Ein Ben Mishim Kilayim. Ardalin, see through our modern day Hebrew, are galoshes. They're the Yisro Kilayim, Perish Rashi. Rashi explains, Yisro Bechuvas, is Rashi and Beitzah as well. She was the grand shogun of Shantak's Malayim, a son of these to wear underneath their shoes. They told the Alayim or Shilti Oshim, the Mubayan Tavis Karkios, and they put on them the leather of rams, which has been worked underneath the feet of these are the line. Connected our cape, she'll readily issue a seam of social etc. Opposite the heel, some people made them out of wool. The cutters are empty, and they call themselves empty. But ain't by Mishan, there's no climbers to cushion because they are hard. Meaning that same cushion, the wool is hard. Third cushion, I guess, because it's compacted. But tour cushion, fisher ache of cushion. Tour writes because the heel is hard. Name is Chamin. It's not because it doesn't heat you up. I ain't chum. Anyway, I don't understand. The Mamuel said, "What does that affect?" This said, "Oh, sure." Came the Sharegam is coming since the rest of the foot is going to heat it up, just not the heel. Mimel the osir should be osir afkshu b'tzad zeh ain kilayim, even on this side there's no kilayim. Kim inside achir is kilayim, since on the other side there is kilayim, kamosh k'tam b'siv test above, as our previously. So I'm going to have to say, Kevin, that if you ask yosir ain bo af mokom echot shenem ain kilayim, since the way it's made, there's no specific place in which you grow the right benefit from kilayim, lo dam b'sham is not comparable to that case. Okay. Chavdav, oh, the shom yofina mi lo ya... the loyal alecha. Also, there we learn from it should not go upon you. Which time Hashem like wrote there. It says shy be begav lo mino. It's only shy to a garment and not to a shoe. Both the shami eshchash also there's a concern. And by a garment shami alel of also a tachish b'kulay. Maybe the side which has kulay will cover it. But becoming here, if shai zeh kavan, it's not possible. It's obvious. All these are difficult understandings. Why should perhaps to say that semer zeh? Why should be mutter? Semer zeh okay. The wool opposite the heel ain't a mechuba klal rabishdon. It's not linked at all to the flat of the linen. Vu chadir and the answer, it's a piece unto itself. How should I see miachad? But minol just happens to be you're carrying them both in the shoe. Shazem b'chuper l'amino, b'zem b'chuper l'amino, each one is connected to the shoe, near them to each other. Avo b'yach and l'mechir, where they're no connected to each other. Kochel, nevertheless, the m'makom akim in the place of the heel. Hoya shay achimun, it would be possible to heat up. Right, same with b'shim, b'chuper l'kecha, they have m'amino. Then the wool and the linen are connected together by the shoe. Avo shay achim, lo shay achimun, but if the heel is not getting heated up, ain't l'mechir, b'zem b'chuper l'amino, there's no connection to each other. Obviously, the Muslims as they even though they're adjacent to each other. Okay. Hey, but Rambam Kosei Mamash Lefer Rambam writes the exact opposite. So he says, "Minol Shu Kilaim, a shoe which is kilaim, Veil Akib has no heel. Mutzal Love Shu allowed to wear. You're allowed to wear. She or her regal Koshehu, Veil Ner Neck a Shar or her Guf, because the skin of the foot is hard. It doesn't get benefit like the rest of the body." Sounds like the heel is worse. But Utamur is astonishing. The Chazin and the Oro, okay, Yosa Kosher. The heel, the person's heel is the most hard part of his body. His outer body. Because of the second Kosher, okay, so that which it says it has no heel, it's Lab Mishum Dino, it's not because that's a loch. Do you think we have a it's true, even if he has heel. The kachum says, "You know, this is the way shoes are made." It's a kind of mission. But furthermore, Epshalom, I can say the sheishul okay has the heel. Came in the Mexican Malibu, since it looks like clothing. Also, I feel eruv from any man. So, also, the body doesn't derive any pleasure, any benefit from it. That's interesting. It's based on creation of those decisions. So, it goes to Rambam, ain't well, okay. So, there's some say it goes to Rambam, it only has heel. Does he have to be those who say, "Shemino she'elo elo or mitachas l'arega"? This the shoe. We'll use the word shoe because we're saying different than the shoe. It's a shoe that doesn't have she'elo or elo or tachas mitachas l'arega. It only has leather underneath the foot. Initial amount of negative exposed, and it goes up a bit, corresponding to the toes. With side of the achor and the sides and the behind the heel adds are very small indeed. Mat mizer. Posey by the coming and making it holes, crocs. No, just kidding. The question must say mishicha the mala. The do make holes. In order to tie it with a string on top, Perish in Lachiv says it has no heels. Shein Orsi Lachiv doesn't have hide around the heels. Okay, that's it. Yeshu doesn't say the Ein Lachiv that which has no heel comes from Ein Or Kosher. Shami on the bottom. It's not hard leather like ours. It's Yom Shleima, and. evidently the Grisha brings down something like the Taz. However, the name of Chumani is the special Minam Shel Guma. In all of the countries, there are these rubber shoes, sounds like sneakers. So let's say some Minam Shel Guma Kolasin, we bury, put them on the top of these galoshes. So it's very different than what we're used to, so obviously something very different. It's not made for rain. Our galoshes are made for. Inside on all sides there's a red wool, but underneath the wool, there's a like a piece of linen. I'll call or the entire length of the shoe, but on the bottom. Then I'll definitely does go on the sides of the shoe. It's really not linen. It's a poor piece of canvas. Pishlan. Hire baby yoker who comes because linen is much more expensive than canvas. Let me ask who was every pishta, why they should make this out of linen. Came to say in a near bechutz since you can't see it outside the shoe. Ubemaris ainu garua mode, but it looks very bad. The ain't something is no doubt, she said, ain't no pishta. I don't think it looks very bad at luckily. It means it looks like a very poor grain of whatever material it is. So ain't something, she said, and it's clear it's not linen. Shemana Biron, we heard this clearly to be the case. That's the Rama, according to Rama, she tachtis or her regular kosher, that the bottom the skin of the foot is hard, as the Raj Ki said. But I've already chashash, but there's no concern whatsoever. Then it'll be tchiloso, betachtiso. Is only on the bottom where the foot is very hard anyway, so don't have any anah. Push the hat to bechol elam gemelam in on the kedua. These sneaker time with the shoes got with the leniency is throughout the world. Chumsai. Because around the Rambam, the Rambam writes, Ein osir mishum kilayim ele begodim shein derech himum. It's only also the kilayim, things which are derech of the heat up. Ksoinus, I mean it's nefes, such as the shirt and the hat. And the pants, the havnet and the belt, and a skirt, and garments with which you cover the thighs or the calves, and your interpretation of the shokas, both interpretations are valid. Whatever, they're both legitimate. Vesiadaim and the gloves, chetzavim. I will tzatzolim ketanim, but little type of kerchiefs. Shalasim osam ha'am bebeis ha'achalem, which people make in their gloves. Yitzor ben bo'os l'tavlin, in order to wrap in them. No, beis ha'achalem here means a handle. In order to wrap in them, I think, money or spices. The smart shemichel of ritiya, or a rag in which you put a bandage on the lugma, or some sort of palliative, or a splenis, or a plastic heads of them, and then we turn them, even though your flesh touches them. They're not heated up, it's not in depth to get heated up that way. Seeds shall or omeshi heads of them, if you have like a headpiece of leather or silk, in which the toil of them, which you hung from them. Strands, threads of wool, or the bishan and threads of linen, midudoyim al pnei adam, and they're falling down onto a person's face, kidei lafriya chasulin, in order to make flies fly away. Ein bo mishu klayim, there's always a klayim shein derechim v'kach. People don't heat themselves up that way. Akan l'shon. Hekas of atur v'shul harach, sif yudal to nishor, about the same thing. Pashu v'di'im, b'chol echad, it's obvious that if it's a hat of mine, he thinks also to heat it up, then also then it's also because it becomes double shim scabbing. Kavchas, uncrustable, they also wrote also show seam, hakov seam. These are little pieces of fabric which launderers make in the garments. And also weavers use it when they're weaving garments. Today, Shiakolachan Makir Shalom. These signs that they make in order that people should know what belongs to them. I guess they take it home from the laundry or they pick up in the bathhouse. Imhaisa Oshel Chemer, Bepishtan. It was a sign of wool in a linen garment, or Bisha Mitzemer, or a sign of linen in a wool garment. Sign of wool in a linen garment, or sign of linen in a wool garment. He's also been Abish in a Chashmet, so even though it's not Chashmet, I come so. Zemish so per Kilim, submission in a Kilim, I ain't sure. Kamish is over Begets, it's a garment, Apchut, a Chad, a Kilim, even one letter is Kilim. Yishami says Yishami, the Rabbi Shmuel, Shivlo Begani Makri. So when he brought them garments from the launder, Hayamashiv Chayotim, he would bring the tailors. Like here, im ancient Osiel Shalchaim, to see if there aren't signs of killing. Near the Zo Kovesis Akum, that story about a launderer, laundress was a non Jew. He saw this Lota saying, Cain, the Israelis is not going to do, put on markers of linen on wool and vice versa. Odi, so Shaman also says there, Shaya, Mitzvah Ne Yisrael, there was a mitzvah to the Jew, Shlo Yandu, Yaminu Madvesh, Tema, Eitzel Madvesh, Plishtan. Okay, yes, and some other minute which existed. That they should not put a weave of wool next to a weave of linen, so that the strings should not get mixed up with each other. Shimbeis, Begashavu Kilayim, a garment which you lost Kilayim, a lokea klitzemer me'akum by woolen garments of non Jew. Alf Ismi, it says, the Amar Chisa, Begashavu Kilayim. The garment in which you lost, you can't identify where the garment key line is, but you know that's key line. Sovo, you can paint the garment, umutzer, you can dye it, and it's permissible. Daideh atseva, by the dye who nicker, it's a b'shim yachad, because if it was linen and wool together, lo solik bu atseva b'shave, then you'd be able to see the difference in the coloring, because it wouldn't come out the same color. Shapishan Kasha Kabbal Tseva, because linen is much more difficult for it to accept dye, Yosef Metzemer than wool. Viyakim Makoma Pishan Tseva. So you recognize the place where either the linen or the wool is. In a nikra, if it's not, you can't recognize it. Zel Simon, Shnafel Chamem, means one of them fell out. The Kimle, the Simon Mivoku. We accept that this is a reliable Simon. Yeshu is a shayla of a question. He came. That's the case. Lo mashinu shalom b'raisa. Why lo in the b'raisa? Beggar shalom b'kilayim. Lo yikurenu. You shouldn't sell it. Lo yisenu mirdas. You shouldn't make it a saddle blanket. Ach oseyu tachichim. But you can make it shrouds. The machu leke takona cheros. Sound there is no other takona. Lo ika takanto b'tzviyo. It's not true. You had a takona of dying it. See if it takes to die. Yeshu is a question. It's more difficult than he came. Rabbi b'yushalmi. Shesar beggar b'zeh. Because who burned the garment like this? Which we learned in the previous siman, why did he burn it? Says Imkei Rebbe, why did Rebbe burn the garment? He has a bdika by dying. There's two aspects by a garment which you lost garment. Hechad one is arvu, whether they mix together ezechut teitzemer beged plishtan. Some strings of linen in a linen garment, or half or vice versa. There you can cover it. However, but when they are already braided and woven together, in that case you can't do the dye test. Since the threads are not independent. Zemaya Bryson, the Bryson which says, gotta throw it out. It's not about this kind of scenario. V'hachdi Rebbe Yishami, that's the Rebbe Yishami said as well. Bryson's evidence is the Rambam, but very good, din, chazayin, chazayin, din, zeb, zeb, losha. Bryson's losha in this language. Beged tzemer, shavu, bechut, shal, pishtan, or beged pishtan, shavu, bechut, shal, tzemer. A a garment of linen, in which you a garment of wool in which you lost a thread of linen, or a garment of linen shabuchut shel tzemer in which you lost a thread of wool. Chulei ketzachos begazil. What do you do with this garment? Sova, you dye it. Shein tzemer v'pishim olam mitzeva echad. The wool and the linen do not come out the same color. Umiyad unikar lo, immediately you can recognize it v'shomto, and you can remove it. V'imla lo nikar, if you can't recognize it, v'isim mutar, it's permissible. Shem nishma v'olachlo, because maybe it fell out. Shari bodak v'lo mitzvah, because you checked and didn't find it. Find it. Kvar b'yarno, we explain, she called iser sveikos, divya sveifrim. All prohibited sveikos are the rabbonan. L'chfir chikilu b'sofik. That's what it's referring to. Hakal ha-shono. She called iser sveikos divya sveifrim. Yeah, so why would they make it here? Why change the language of Shas from Avad Bo from Avad Bo Kilaim to Avad Bo Chuchel Bishon? Must going to tell us that this check does not work by any Lost Kilaim, only by threads which stand on our own. Okay, then, so he's nowhere near finished with the Rambam, but we are finished for this evening. We'll have to be there with it.